Marcel Raved, Communications and Marketing Manager for AutoSA. Welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you very much.
Not your first rodeo either,
no.
Right? You've been here before. But as we look towards the new year, right, firstly, just in one sentence, tell us who AutoSA is.
AutoSA is a training and educational non-profit organization. We are affiliated to World Aut, the largest Jewish non-profit education organization in the world.
Okay, so this is the context of what we're talking about. Now, there was a campaign, it's called the Yes Campaign, right? What's the Yes Campaign? It's not your campaign, this is a South African government campaign, isn't it?
It's not a government campaign, but what President Ramaphosa did, he actually, they started the Yes non-profit organization in order to start his program.
Mm-hmm.
And his idea was to get people working, youth in jobs, in job experience. So these are 1 year job placement for work experience.
Right.
So at least people can say on their CV what they've done. And these are mostly admin positions.
Okay.
So we've already put 600 youth into schools as admin assistants and small businesses. And we're at the moment just recruited 1,000 young people that we want to put to work.
Amazing. So as a business owner, what am I in for? Because we know that the labor laws in South Africa are not conducive to growing business. Right.
So,
because the minute you take somebody on, if they are no good or whatever the case may be, it is very, very difficult to let that person go. You end up holding on to them for God knows how long.
So
to the detriment of your business.
Absolutely.
So what's in it for me as a business owner?
So you will get a young person who's been vetted already, who has a matric, who is willing to work, who's been interviewed and has passed all these steps to work for your business for a whole year. And we've had some astounding successes. In fact, one of the programs that we run that's finished already kept 47% of the kids, I call them kids, of the youth that worked for them in their jobs. That's huge. That really is a success. So that's what this program is all about, trying to get people experience and also trying to get them permanent jobs.
So it's admin jobs in any business. It doesn't have to be a school. Is that correct?
Doesn't have to be a school.
You have already placed young people in schools.
Yes.
So what sort of businesses are you looking at?
So there was an estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
There was a blind manufacturer. Blinds.
Oh,
windows.
Blinds. Yes, yes. Window coverings.
Exactly.
Awnings, yeah.
There was a restaurant. There were, you name it. That's, you know, they're just anybody who wants to give a good, nurturing, safe environment to a young kid who's between the age of 18 and 27. As I said, has a matric, has gone through the vetting process, a chance for some kind of experience. It really, really helps him.
So do I have no obligation as a business owner?
You have an obligation to your employee.
And no costs involved?
No costs involved.
So who covers the salary?
The sponsor. There is a sponsor who will cover the a stipend.
Yeah.
It's not a salary. And we'd be very grateful if people would add on to the stipend of 3,500 rand a month. But I can tell you of 1,000 kids that are just too happy to have this experience.
You know, we put out something on Facebook a week ago looking for salespeople.
Yeah.
And we got 144 responses in the first, 40 minutes.
Yeah. You're joking.
Had to take it down.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's interesting also how your process goes, because, you know, if the instruction is you have to send an email to and you do something other, it tells us, I mean, that the interview process has already started.
Yeah.
And you don't adhere to that instruction, you can just you know, unfortunately,
disqualify up front.
Yeah, you don't want to know what my mailbox looked like.
I'm just going to get my head around the fact, why is this different from any other sort of mentorship program out there? I work in a company where they've got a whole bunch of graduates, and I think the company gets BEE points for employing X number of graduates. How's this different?
So it sounds like it's quite similar. There is something in it for the sponsors. The company who employs these people for a year get an extra pair of hands for nothing.
Yeah,
that's what
I totally understand that. I wonder to what extent one isn't engendering, and I don't mean to be negative because I think this is the most incredible initiative ever. It really is giving somebody the wherewithal to, I don't know, to be self-supportive, to have a life, you name it. I just wonder to what extent, how many are going to be disappointed? And to what extent is the anger level?
Well,
going to just, you know,
I can tell you that we actually, when we were looking for 1,000 youth 3 weeks ago, we eventually put a Facebook ad up and we got over 95,000 reach. That is staring at the coal face of unemployment in this country.
No, it's absolutely...
Sorry, sir. I just want to understand what you're saying. You called for 1,000 volunteers to participate in this program and you got
95,000 people on Facebook.
Wow.
Looking at our...
And sharing and looking at
our... Oh, that is unimaginable.
So when we opened the doors, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids from all over. The one guy said to me afterwards, I said to him, so how are you going to go home now? And he said to me, I've got two strong legs.
Wow.
And I said, well, where do you live? In Turfantine. He was going to walk from Houghton to Turfantine. It didn't matter.
You know, that's...
He had 10 rand in his pocket.
That's an amazing, amazing thing.
Sure.
Because a good attitude, you can teach everything else. Amazing. Marcel Ravid, that is where we wrap it up today. Wonderful, wonderful initiative.
So please, if there are any businesses out there that are interested, then please contact us.
So get hold of ORTSA. Just look them up. Look them up on Facebook. Just Google them. ORTSA. ORT South Africa. And speak to Marcel. I'm sure that you can speak to anybody there. And
thank you.
Especially if you can offer a place where for a year somebody can come and, you know, just learn the ropes so that they actually have work experience. And these are young people. Think back to your own life. Did you know what you wanted at 19 and 20? I didn't.
Exactly.
You know?
You've hit the nail.
But you also get that experience. And it also helps you to define. You could have a massive impact on somebody's life, a massively positive impact. So get hold of ORTSA. Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you.